Welcome, everybody, to episode 450 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and this week we have a special guest. It's the Frosted One himself, the Mug. Hey, Mug is back. As soon as I said,
you do that, you're supposed to do that before you say who it is.
Yeah, no. What I was going to say, as soon as I said Mug's name, Freak Five just came in his pants. Freak Five has been pining for you to come back, Mug. So what do you have to say to Freak Five?
Stop calling me.
Wow, what a return back to RP Grinders, Mug. That's special. I love it. Okay.
Well, I did.
I mean, name the episode. Stop calling me.
Stop calling me.
There you go.
Nobody's gonna remember that title.
I keep telling him I'm on the do not call list, but he doesn't listen.
Oh, he's trying to sell. What is he trying to sell you, dude?
Spectrum.
I mean, it's his body.
Oh God.
His body.
He sells his body to just anybody. Or just to you?
Well, he wants to sell it to me. I've yet to allow him to do so.
All right, guys.
The offer keeps going up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Definitely does.
It does.
It's been a week, I guess. I just figured out how to get video back on the stream, so... how weird. Like, if you want to join us live, make sure you go to wickedradionetwork.com every Saturday at 1. I'm sorry, every Saturday at 3, 1 my time. So 3 Eastern, 1 Mountain, and you can figure out the rest from there. So we got video.
Is it a situation where you use Recall like Tella does in Final Fantasy IV, and it randomly does something?
Pretty much, dude. That's how it is. No, special thanks to Tiger Claw. He told me about OBS Studio, and I got it, messed around with it a little bit. We started a little late today because I forgot how to easily do what I'm doing now. But now that I got the process down, it should be pretty smooth. I got a couple things to figure out this week. Another kind of preview.
I hope we can fix the audio issue that we had last week.
Yeah, that's definitely fixed. I'm looking at it. Yes, it should be fixed. Should be fixed. You know what? It should be fixed, guys. So don't worry about the audio. It's all good. We're all here. Blah, blah, blah. All right. So how was you guys' week? We'll start with Mug.
Started off busy, got really slow, which is pretty much how my my work weeks go these days.
Yeah, busy then slow.
Yeah, finally decided to bite the bullet and deactivated my Twitter account because I hadn't used it in like 2 months and I find I didn't miss it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
My time on Twitter is coming and going.
Ooh, yeah. No, I don't blame you, dude. If you don't use it, you know, then lose it for sure. Breakman, how was your week, dude?
Busy.
Oh,
it was a long week.
Busy with Freak Five chaos calls.
No, I have caller ID.
So you don't even pick up the phone when it's Freak Five, huh? What if he's like one of those telemarketers that has like a billion numbers and you just can't get rid of them? Damn. That would suck. Ring, 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 ring.
Like the Time Warner people that I constantly hang up on. or just don't answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what I use call control for.
Yep.
It's like a community blacklist, so.
Yep.
Well, the caller ID on my phone has, like, this is a, even though it doesn't tell me exactly what the number is calling, it tells me what it's for. Like, this is a survey. This is a, this is the cable company, stuff like that.
What? So, holy shit.
That's handy.
That's really handy. I'd like to get that.
Yeah, it's all came with the new phone.
How dare you, Dungeon Buster in chat. God damn it, everybody's picking on me today. What's up with that? Eric, how was your week?
Absent-minded and bizarre.
Wow.
Because I forgot to check in before I was supposed to show up for charity duty to make sure I was even supposed to report. So the day I went over to my parents' house before going to the time I thought I was supposed to go, I just realized it, so I called them and then found out I didn't have to go. And I tried to get the day off, and I couldn't because they needed me.
Yeah. Mm.
And then later, I ended up seeing Dunkirk, and then we'll have a review for that later, I guess.
We'll hold off on Dunkirk.
And then the next 2 days, I was sick. And I had to work through it all, and I had to wake up early for work. Apparently Thursday I was supposed to come in early too, but they forgot to tell me.
Damn, you were just all screwed up, dude. Like, totally. How weird. Damn, that sucks, dude. You just got all twisted around. We all have those weeks where, you know, we kind of, just forget about certain things and, sometimes important things, sometimes mundane. But, dude, I got something that'll cheer you up, Eric. Are you ready? You ready for it? What have you got to lose? We got nothing to lose, so baby, let's go for it. You know what's funny?
No.
Yeah. You know what's funny is the best part of that song is actually his background vocalists weren't too bad. How weird, but...
My favorite part of the song is his dancing.
Oh, his dancing is...
He obviously choreographed his own dancing.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that song is not having to listen to it.
All right, on that note, Eric, let's get started with the news. Let's get this stuff done.
Okay, first off from Gematsu, we've got Dragon Quest X version 4 expansion has been announced. And it's a... fourth major expansion for the Dragon Quest Online game, and launched for Wii U, PC, PlayStation 4, and Switch on November 16th in Japan for 3,800 yen. I'm surprised the PC version is getting a physical release at all.
Yeah, that is surprising, but fuck, I want this game in the United States, damn it.
How long has it been out? Like, this seems like wow-ish.
It's never
like,
coming
5 years.
It's been out here.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. Well, we talked about this last week. We're going to get like a single player version of it in like 20 years or something.
Yeah, probably.
So really gimped version.
It says if pre-orders for the digital versions apparently are underway. But it says if you previously purchased Dragon Quest X all-in-one package, which includes version 1 through 3, you can receive a 500 yen discount. Ooh, just 500.
Yeah.
My point was that this game has a long lifespan. That they're adding DLC to it 5 years down the road. Kind of like, wow, like somehow that game's still getting expansions and it has millions of people playing.
Yeah,
it
must have gotten better over the years for them to release more expansions now. Like that thing has been out forever, man. Like seriously,
that was my point. Not about it coming here.
But still. I want to play this fucking game, not in Japanese. And Mug said it's never coming here, which he loves to dash my hopes and dreams every day.
That's actually not me picking on you. It's like, I honestly don't think this game is ever going to see a Western release.
Oh my god, dude, that sucks ass. I guess I'll just have to watch a live stream of some of the gameplay or something. Damn it.
I mean, it's just an MMO. I mean, it's kind of like, I didn't feel the need to, and I was still, really deep in my Final Fantasy love, and I didn't feel any particular urge to play Final Fantasy XI when it came out. Final Fantasy XI was actually a pretty damn good game, but it was just like, I just don't do the MMO thing.
Yeah, I guess you're right, dude. I mean, I shouldn't shouldn't want to play this, but I want to fucking play it. I really do.
Within the next couple years,
it's Dragon Crack.
I think he's finally going to break down and fly to Japan, and he'll offer like hand jobs and stuff if you let him play.
How dare
like,
you?
Like on the street corner, like a homeless guy, and
you'd be like the guy in Don't Be Menace.
$5. Wait. Frank is here. He's about to get all upset. It's like, how dare you? But like, what really he's upset is like, I offer not just a handy, but oral.
Oh, how dare you!
And for more than 5 hours, he'll let you stick it in his butt.
Oh God, you are the most awful human being in the history of mankind, Mug. You know
and let the record show that you asked me to come back.
Yeah, I didn't ask you. Freak Five has been.
I'm going to share with everyone a screenshot of the text message that you sent me.
How dare you! The only reason
I thought it was
come
more
on
of
the
a
show,
bang.
It would be a good boost of morale for all of us. Everybody misses you on the show. You can even come up to my room and should be okay. Smiley face.
You know, how dare you? How dare you? Make up fabricated lies. But if I did say those or type those things into a text form, it's only because Freak Five won't stop calling me. The guy has been nonstop, man. Can you please? He's begging on his hands and knees. Can you please put Mug back on the air? I'm like, dude, that's not my call, dude. That's Mug's call. So, yeah. So
Dungeon there you go. Buster said in chat says, "Whoa, a smiley face? That's serious."
How dare you, Dungeon Buster?
Yeah, it is.
How dare you guys?
I was surprised it wasn't a winky face this time.
How dare you guys, man? I hate you all. I fucking hate you all. Break next story. Mug's not going to be able to do stories because he's stupid. No, just kidding. He doesn't.
Since we're only up to the second story, coming to us live from Gamatsu, Dragon Quest free version on PS4 trophy surface. There's a free version?
Just read it and find out.
PlayStation 4 trophies for Dragon Quest free version have shown up on ExoPhase. Really? I hope that's not the title of the game. The appearance of the trophies follow the release of Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age for PlayStation 4 and 3DS in Japan on July 29th. The original Dragon Quest first launched for Famicom in Japan on May 27th, 1986. It has since been ported to MSX, Super Famicom, Game Boy Color, mobile phones, Wii, iOS, and Android. I think they missed some.
Nope.
Keep going.
The original
Keep
Dragon
going.
Quest is one of the worst games ever made.
Oh, how dare you!
Well, no. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the original Final Fantasy. No, never mind. Update. It has been revealed that the original Dragon Quest is a bonus for users who clear Dragon Quest XI Echoes of an Elusive Age. To obtain the original Dragon Quest on either PlayStation 4 or 3DS, the player simply needs to enter the Bell of Restoration that appears in the credits after the true ending. Doing so will enable the player to download the original Dragon Quest.
Yay. It's a fun game.
It looks like
game.
A slightly modified version of the mobile port.
Yeah, it looks alright. It's really hard to go back to those games and play them again, but they're worth a shot, especially if it's a little freebie. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's at least it's not the original with the.
Yeah,
it's like well, maybe one this of the remakes of it.
Maybe this is an original. Mary Skelter Nightmare set to release in September on the PlayStation Vita. Yeah. Wow. So yeah, September 22nd in Europe and North America. Oh, I'm sorry, September 19th in North America, September 22nd. This is RPGsite.net, so we can give them credit. It was originally announced. God, I can't read today. I'm having Breakman syndrome. Announced for localization late last year. Dungeon crawler featuring a class system, blood-licking transformations, and a blood-rubbing mechanic. I have no
idea.
Okay,
I want to know more about those last two things. Say what right now?
Blood-licking. It sounds a lot like rubbing. Kill a Kill.
Licking.
In fact, the main character rubbing. Looks like Ryoko. Yeah. Ryoko.
Licking and rubbing. That's, I'm sure, as soon as I said those words, Breakman was all over that. So, Yeah.
So I wanted to know what the hell. Like, just never mind. Just move on.
Do you guys want to see the trailer or no? Do you want to hear the trailer, see the trailer, whatever?
I was gonna say we're not watching it. We'll listen.
You want to listen to the trailer? Here is the trailer for Mary Skelter Nightmares gameplay. Wow, it has gameplay in it. Yay!
I hope it's a lot better than the other dungeon crawlers that have been put out by this company.
What? Like, they're so. Okay, so it's your standard dungeon crawler for the listeners. They're probably like, what the fuck are we watching? Nothing.
Yeah, oh, well. I'm wondering why they didn't use the North American dub, or is the game not being dubbed?
For people like me, it was a video that we could only hear in another language that we couldn't understand.
Yeah, it's just a basic...
So great job playing that for us, Frank.
Yep, I do the best for, you know, everybody.
Great job running the show.
If you're on the live listeners, you could probably see it, right?
It was so bad that even Wyland had to leave the chat. What's up with that?
he's thrown up as we speak. I hope he's okay.
All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is from RPG Site as well. And Persona 3 Dancing Moon Knight and Persona 5 Dancing Star Knight. Also, they're doing a Pokemon thing, but at least the games are two different series. This is Persona 3 Dancing Moon Knight and Persona 5 Dancing Star Knight are dancing spin-off games similar to the previously done Persona 5 or Dancing All Night. Both of them were released for the PlayStation 4 and Vita. No Switch versions. What a crime.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm sure they've been in development, and that's why, so they'll do a port later.
Yeah, maybe.
But, I'm wondering whether or not 3 can stand on its legs, because problem 4 was that they were so few tracks that they could use for the songs that a lot of songs ended up getting remixes. So, I mean, 5 has lots of good soundtracks to draw from, but 3 has even less than 4 does, so I wonder how it could be good on its own.
I knew Persona was... pretty big in Japan, but damn, dude, to get that big as a game that you have like events like Final Fantasy events, that's actually very heartening. That's
anyways, the games are expected to come out sometime in spring 2018, and they also pushed a teaser for Persona Q2, and it's going to come out on the 3DS, but it doesn't have a release time frame, and it looks like it's taking place with the Persona 5 cast, but who knows if it's just the Persona 5 cast or what.
Yeah. All right. I like the Persona games. I've been a pretty big fan of those games for a long time, as has a lot of people here. So that's good news. I just wish we could get the concerts here.
We could probably skip the Persona Q2 because it was mentioned in the other one. I didn't know if it was.
All right, let's skip it. Let's go on to Breakman.
Yeah, well, I had that one ready to read, so hold on a moment.
More Persona news.
No, I'm right. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Persona 5, the animation announced. Atlus has announced a Persona 5 TV anime from A1 Pictures called Persona 5, the animation. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
The voice cast is carried over.
That's what they did with Persona 4, so.
Yeah.
The voice cast is carried over for the game. Protagonist voiced by... Not reading him, Frank.
What? What?
Nobody would know these anyways unless they were really deep in the anime, I'm not that.
Let's be honest
all that
here.
Up on Japanese seiyuu.
Hold on. Let's be honest here. Everybody wants to know who voiced the protagonist's name, Breakman. Yeah, yes. So you have
we
to do it.
We especially want to hear Breakman tell us who voiced the
name. Yes. Everybody is saying, all the people
in chat.
This is
why I came back.
We have
you have to do this.
Yeah. We have 100 people in chat now No, we don't. Just Dungeon Buster. But let's.
All right. If you shut up, I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay. Go. Come. The voice cast includes protagonist voiced by Jun Fukuyama.
Oh, good.
And shut up, Frank. And Takuma. Even if it's a compliment, just keep it to yourself. Just let me do this.
Okay.
And Takamaki, voiced by Nana Mizuki.
Nana.
Everybody.
It's like his Nana. That, his Nana. His that's where he got that. Like, you know, when he was little, he called his grandma Nana. So that's where he got
actually,
that.
Actually, I did not.
Okay, one more break, man. Then we'll move
all
on.
Right. Ryuji Sakamoto, voiced by Namoru Miyano.
Hey, not too bad, man. You're good. Dude.
Morgana, voiced by Ikku Otani. Ikue. I would have never even guessed that one. Yusuke Kitagawa, voiced by Tomokazu Sugita.
Yeah, and Mug is like, what in the hell are you saying, right, Mug? Like,
I was just impressed that he pronounced the first name correctly.
Oh, Yusuke?
Like, Yusuke, and he didn't do it as a Suke or Suk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's impressive, Breakman. I give you props. I won't.
That's because of the cartoon.
Yeah. I won't. I won't torture you anymore. This next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Chaos.
Thanks to Yu Yu Hakusho.
Chaos. Child, quote, Gigalomaniac edition announced. Available exclusively.
Or is it Gigolo? Gigalomaniac.
Gigalomaniac?
I'm just a gigolo, and everybody.
Gigalomaniac edition. I like that better. That's even better. Exclusively at Bryce Digital. It'll include, for $64.99 US dollars, you'll get Chaos Child Standard Edition for PS4 and PS Vita. I didn't tell you to tweet out in chat, did I?
At least the price the same.
I was late, actually.
Yeah. All right. No worries.
I'm kind of busy dealing with the news. I'll try and do that after.
How
the news.
Dare you? How dare you be busy with the news while we're doing the news? High quality presentation box, 128 page premium paperback art book, Chaos Child Selected Works OST. Oh, God, I hate that Selected Works.
Yeah, I was going to say that definitely sounds like a best of.
Yeah. Set of six gorgeous pin badges exclusive to the Rice Digital Collector's Edition.
Ew, pins.
I know.
Again, this craze of pins I don't get.
I don't mind pins. I like to put pins in my hat.
Oh, it's Frank's fault.
Yeah, how
now
dare
I get
you?
It.
How dare you? How dare you?
So all I can say is that for me, like what it sounded like, I mean, just maybe it's just the way Skype and everything just kind of converged, but it sounded like Frank said, I like to put pins in my ass.
How dare you? How dare you?
What he said.
You're exiled.
I think that is what he said.
You've been in here for what, 15, 20 minutes, and now this? You're exiled.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Whatever. Yeah. We all know you begged him
this
to come
is,
back.
Yeah, right. This is why. This is why I'm here.
How dare you? All right, next story. Eric.
Next story is from Gematsu, and it's about a game called Neko Barisa, and it's coming to the Switch. It is a 3D cinematic visual novel, which was first announced for PC in January. Surprisingly, never heard about this until now. From the Melbourne-based developer Route 59.
Should have called
they
it.
They said that they told Gematsu that it's currently too far from launch to say if the Switch version will launch aside alongside the PC version, but they're also looking at the possibility of a PS4 port.
Yeah.
And it says, in addition to English language, it will also be released in both simplified and traditional Chinese.
All right. There you go. That's pretty cool. I have not seen the trailer. I was a little bit behind with the technical issues, but I'll have to take a look.
It'd be interesting playing a visual novel that has 3D character models rather than sprite images from assets taken from somewhere.
That's really cool. I like the idea of that. I know for a fact, I know Mug can't wait to play another visual novel.
I mean, Heavy Rain's kind of like a visual novel, but not really.
Yeah.
Traditional like visual novel setup, where it's just like, you know, the two characters on screen talking back and forth dialogue boxes, Tendon Kagura Burst kind of did that. I mean, it did the same setup, except it used the 3D models and had them animate and stuff.
Yeah, but this makes it sound like there's going to be stuff going on screen instead of just character models doing stuff.
So in other words, it's an actual game than just a novel. I'm not trying to be funny. It's
going to be more like Snatcher, yeah? Okay. But like more active than that, though.
I'm down to see the final result on this. I'll have to check that out after the show. All right, next.
And if it's a necro barista, does that mean they'll sell you zombie juice?
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. Zombie coffee, dude. That'd be even better. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Moro Chronicle for PC and launches August 16th. What?
Morio.
Okay. Whatever. Freak is missing this. There's like a half cat, half girl in it. Like, he would love that kind of thing, I think. That game will launch for PC via Steam on August 16th. Publisher Idea Factory International announced the game will be available at a 30% discount for the first week of release. The game will be available standalone or in a deluxe bundle, including a Monster Girls Gallery art book, 3 PC wallpapers, and 3 phone pit wallpapers.
Yeah, that's cool.
The bonuses from the deluxe bundle can also be purchased separately for $5.99.
All right.
Wallpapers for $6. The PC version of this game features 1080p graphics and support for English, Japanese, and traditional Chinese subtitles. Voiceovers are all Japanese. This game has a story. I'm not reading it.
Yep.
Not really. I mean, it sort of does, but it's mostly fan service junk.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me read it then. Io is a simple young man with only one problem. He can't talk to women. Uh-oh. Any attempts at conversation are destroyed by his perverted mind, except when he talks to Lilia, his best friend, and the monster girl. However, that becomes the least of his problems when he's tasked with going to the dangerous region of Monstopia. There, monster girls have begun rampaging, causing wanton pain and destruction. Have the monster girls simply gone mad, or is there an even greater evil afoot? Well, there you go, dude. There's all the monster girls you can touch, yeah. Or whatever you do with monster girls, you sick, perverted mind, you.
Dungeonbuster says, Kitty Scarf has been broken. I am not playing that, he says, emphatically. So, yeah.
Who said that?
Dungeon.
Oh, it's Dungeon. That's all right.
I get to review this thing.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Good for you. I have the universe, but I never got around to playing it. And plus, my memory card got corrupted at the time, so I lost my save data.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next story. Mug mentioned Senran Kagura a while ago. Here's a Senran Kagura story from Gamatsu. Senran Kagura 7 Even announced for PS4, due out fall 2018 in Japan. So there's not a lot of information except for the tagline, summer ends and winter passes.
I think that's supposed to be 7.
In order, yeah, I know. But anytime somebody does that, I'll talk about that in a second. Summer ends and winter passes in order to greet each spring. I hate that too. Like it's spelled out like the movie 7, like with a number 7, and then, you know, or what was it? Like the middle letter was a 7. I never ever pronounce it the way that I see the number 7.
First person shooter do that.
Yeah, there's been lots of games that there's been TV shows that, what was it, Numbers? It was like Num
Driver 3. Driver 3 did that.
Yeah, Num 3 R's.
Replace the E with a 3. Like, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, that stupid show Numbers, Num 3 R's. That's, yeah, fuck that. All right, you know what? Let me just go ahead and do the next story since it's related to Senran Kagura. Also from Gamatsu, Senran Kagura Burst Renewal announced for PS4. remake of Senran Kagura Burst and Skirting Shadows. Marvelous has announced that game, a remake of the original for PlayStation 4, launched February 22nd in 2018 in Japan for 6,980 yen. So, remake takes the side-scrolling action from the original game, turns it into 3D action. So this is
so they basically made it Estival Versus Engine.
Yep. Oh, that's great. That's fucking great. Just call right in the middle of the fucking show. That's awesome. Breakman, take next.
It's probably MXT. It's probably on to you.
No, I think it's Free Fight Chaos. Wyland, welcome back. Wow, that was weird. Okay. So Senran Kagura. Hold on. Mug, what can you tell us about this version? Do you know anything about it? Can you see playing Senran Kagura 3D?
Well, I've never played any of the, like, I haven't played any of, like, the Shinobi Versus or Estival Versus or anything like that. Actually, I'm kind of, you know, I had to play through Senran Kagura Burst on 3DS when I was, you know, preparing to translate it. But, you know, it's like, and when I heard about it, I thought that they were just doing, like, a straight remake, like, you know, basically kind of like an up-res port and everything. And I was fine with that because one of the things was the 3DS game was it had some pretty poor frame rate issues. Yeah. But if they're actually redoing it in the newer, like, Dragon Warriors style, Dragon, isn't it?
Dynasty.
Dynasty Warriors. Sorry. I'm thinking. Wait a minute.
It's not quite that either, because, like, unlike Dynasty Warriors, they're like only handfuls of enemies to fight at a time, and you have to work through a level rather than go through like a couple sections of a level.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still, you know, the same kind of that button mashy 3D, tons of enemies kind of combat.
Mm. All right. Well, it sounds.
So, I don't know.
Does it sound interesting to you, Mug, or would you take a pass on it?
I'd probably pass on it. I mean, like I played through the original game mostly because I had to, for work. But and it was like it wasn't bad, but it wasn't a game that I was like, oh, this is fantastic and everything. So, decently enjoyable, but not really my speed.
Fair enough. All right. Let's go move on to the next story. Breakband.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Apparently the Senran Kagura Hour. Shinobi Master Senran Kagura New Link announced for iOS and Android. Following a trademark leak last week, Marvelous has announced Shinobi Master Senran Kagura. So they're announcing it because it got leaked, I guess. The smartphone game is an all-star battle that will feature 20 playable characters at launch, with popular characters to be added one after the other post-launch. The following 20 launch characters will appear in new matching outfits representative of their faction. I'll just read the factions. Hanzo National Academy, Hamura Crimson Squad, Gessen Girls Academy, Hibijo Clandestine Girls Academy. Additionally, a mysterious new group featuring three brand new characters, Senku, Fubuki, and Gekku, will also appear. Their objective is currently unknown. Shinobi Master Senran Kagura New Link puts players in the role of the girl's master, who alongside them will aim for the Shinobi Master at the height of the Shinobi Martial Arts Tournament, known as the Shinobi Masters. You can mix and match between factions to form a team of your favorite characters. Pre-registration is available now on the game's official website.
Yeah, that's cool.
This sounds like Tokan Battle, the DBZ mobile game, where you get cards and it's basically a gacha.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's terrible. I hate that game.
Well, yeah. People play it, though.
I don't know why. It's terrible.
I don't know either. I'm going to play the trailer. Here's the trailer. For Senran Kagura, the iOS model, whatever, game. Ah, absolutely no gameplay from what I can see on this thing. Just a bunch of animation. Why?
Lots and lots of tits.
Yeah, lots of tits.
Tell me more.
Yeah, at the beginning they showed lots of tits, but then you get into later in the video, there's like nothing. It's like, wow, okay. Sorry, I wasted your time with that nonsense. Yeah, I can see why you're not interested in playing it, Mug. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is another Senator and Kagura, and the last one.
Oh, boy.
Like I said, it was Senran Kagura hour.
Yep.
Peach Ball Senran Kagura announced for the Switch, and it is a Senran Kagura themed pinball game.
Peach and balls.
And it'll have HD Rumble support. Jeez, I wonder when those will activate.
Yeah.
Vibrations. Whoa. Look, I love the description of it. It says players will be able to feel the springing and vibrations when the ball hits an object or the body of a character. Wow.
Got my boner like
wow. That game couldn't be more overtly that way. Okay. I agree with you, Breakman. Freak 5 is missing these stories. So where were you, Freak? Where are you? All right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is from Gamatsu again, and it's the last story. I think it is.
No, I see another one.
There's two more. That's right. Yo-Kai Watch 2 Psychic Spectres has a date, and it's September 29th. I think we already knew the date, but they're just reconfirming. Yeah. So they're committed to that date, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyways, September 29th in North America and Europe, so it's a Friday release, because Nintendo always releases on Fridays now.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. For those Yo-Kai Watch fans out there,
But here's what's new in the game.
Okay.
12 brand new quests, including one that delves into the origins of the mysterious Dark Neon, the chance to befriend 15 wicked Yo-Kai who previously were only appeared as adversaries, and I think that they might be bosses, but whatever. But exclusive dungeons for owners of bony spirits and fleshy souls. Players with save data from one or both of the versions can access new dungeons to fight special bosses and befriend exclusive yokai. And new locations to explore, including the fantastical Gera Gera Resort. And I'm surprised they're actually keeping that name, because that's Japanese, and they've almost done their damnedest to pretty much scrub all Japanese names from the game, unless it's food.
How weird.
But the expanded version of the Yo-Kai Watch Blasters, local co-op mode, and new powerful bosses to defeat. It's a little mini-game in the game. But, it's not quite the same as Yo-Kai Watch Busters, though.
Hmm. All right.
Which has its own game, which will probably never get localized.
Yeah.
Because it cribs from Ghostbusters a little too much.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to the next story. Breakman. Let's do Breakman again. I'm not interested in Yo-Kai Watch. I don't know if you guys are, but Yo-Kai Watch is
I'm sorry, I took a nap the last story.
Right on, Breakman. Next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Monster Hunter Stories launches September 8th in North America and Europe. There's a demo due out on August 10th on the eShop. Well, that's good. Let me see here. Let's skip ahead, because basically the paragraph says the same damn thing. Overview of the game. Venture into monsters' nests to collect eggs and hatch a wide array of species with uniquely powerful skills. Form teams, battle alongside them, crush opponents with combo attacks, and ride into the sunset a champion. Need more muscle? Then mix and match genes to create monsters with more abilities. So can we, like, make them do it? Like some, I like that one. Like games like Viva Pinata.
It's a cutesy game, and I don't think so.
Well, Viva Pinata, like they had, instead of doing sex, there was like a dance mini game, like stupid shit. But But you know, basically they were doing it.
Dungeon
when a monster infected by the Black Blight attacks your remote village your remote village of Riders, tragedy will thrust you in an exciting yet dangerous world where you must bond with monsters on your adventure. As the story snakes along, you'll encounter a wealth of side quests and hours of challenging turn-based battles where you must coordinate monster skills, rider skills, and enemy attack patterns. The instinctive rock-paper-scissors combat system is a series first, a breath of fresh air for veterans and newcomers alike. It's a perfect entry point into the popular Monster Hunter universe and a game unlike anything else in the series. You can even battle other players online locally or via the Street Pass feature. A vast world filled with unique, skilled monsters to hatch, ride, and fight alongside. Form a team of monsters and execute powerful combo attacks. Every monster's genes contain a unique set of skills and attributes. Channel genes from one to another to customize your own monster. Varied side quests and challenging monsters bolster hours of gameplay. First ever turn-based at battles in Monster Hunter series history. Sounds kind of like the Dragon Quest monsters games. Catching monsters,
Them on. I was just going to tell.
It's basically kind of like that, but RPG for Monster Hunter.
Gotcha.
Yep. First ever turn-based battles is something that's very appealing to me. Maybe I might give this a look.
If you can't get into Monster Hunter, you can probably get into that.
Yeah, that right there, I might be good for me. All right, let's go on to the next story. This is the final story for today. Silicon Air, Fidel Dungeon Rescue is a puzzling, puppy-filled labyrinth romp. Fidel Dungeon Rescue, a, quote, puzzle crawler, end quote, according to its developers, has players controlling a brave dog on the lookout for his missing grandpa, searching through dungeons filled with ghosts, snakes, zombies, spiky traps, and other dangerous mechanisms that a dog shouldn't be playing with. It's up to the player to find the best route through all of the traps and hazards throughout each screen of the dungeon. This reminds me of that fucking Santa Claus game that was super hard. You had to put these kids to sleep. It was really creepy and disturbing.
Put kids to sleep?
Yeah, dude, it's weird. I can't remember.
In the veterinary sense.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That's really...
Go to sleep, little child.
Yep,
just it's okay. Go to sleep.
It was weird.
You don't have to worry anymore.
Yeah, it was...
I've been in the, here's the first injection, and here's the one that's going to stop your heart.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what I meant. Yeah, exactly. And if you look at the screenshot...
This will take the pain away. It's okay, little child.
Yep. I'll put the screen up in chat. And if you aren't in chat, then you should be. Saturdays at 3 Eastern on WickedRadioNetwork.com. But yeah, it's a screenshot of... It even has the lethal injection on screen. So, there you go. Sick and twisted minds over at that developer. So, you got that to look forward to. And, of course, I'm going to play it so at some point. So, there you go.
It's a roguelike with... We play as a dog, and you can't kill the monsters, really, so you gotta run away from them.
Yeah, sort of, looks like that. Players will have a handful of concerns. For starters, players can't have the dog tangle up their leash. Oh, boy. Also, the dog will take damage from monsters and traps, so they will have to find health pickups as they creep across each stage. Should they screw up things too badly, though... Players can always rewind their last few moves to plan another route. So it's available.
If they're really trying to make it like dogs, to at just random points, the dog just has to stop, spin around in a circle, and take a poop.
Oh God, that would be that.
It doesn't matter what's going on.
Wouldn't that tangle your cord though?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They just have to stop suddenly. When they have to go, they don't care. It's
Dogs are the best, dude. If they could have the dogs peeing on chest, Not like
this touches mine, bitch. I marked it as my territory.
Marking his territory, that would be the best. And I'm not talking about mugs chest. I'm talking about treasure chests, sons of bitches. I can already hear Freak Five's mind like turning, like the wheels turning, like, oh god, I can't wait to tell everybody about this and then put it on Twitter. How dare you, Freak Five Chaos. I like how I'm projecting Freak Five Chaos to do that. That's pretty,
are you sure he sick. Isn't just infecting you?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm just impressed that Frank's not doing like the "this is what he talked to" kind of voice.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's the end of the news, thankfully. No homie discounts. Any Twitter questions or comments, Break?
Oh, shit. I forgot all about Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
this week was a new week for PlayStation Plus, so you can get Just Cause 3 for free if you have PS Plus.
There you go. I like how Breakman has been on the show for years and doesn't know his specific segment.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm ready. I was trying to scroll down to find the one from last week, so I could read it to Moria. And here it is. At Freak5Chaos said, Frank and Morio went to see Spider-Man together. Mug left. He didn't want popcorn. Frank was holding on his lap.
How dare you? How dare you?
It's true.
No, it's not true. It is absolutely
we knew
not
it.
True.
He's denied it for a week now. We knew it was true. God,
maybe a little bit, but, you know, don't tell anybody. All right, what else?
Then we have Frank asking if anyone can spare a buck or two to help support my podcast at RP Grinders. That would be awesome. We have been doing RP Grinders podcast for 10 awesome years and plan on doing it another 10 if possible. $95 buys us another 5 years of web. And there's a little picture of something that says wicked awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Freak responds with, I guess this. Oh, no, actually, this isn't a response. Never mind. I love reading about all the geniuses who were so instrumental in my election success. Problem is, most don't exist. Fake news. MAGA. What is this? Oh, you're right. There are no – I guess that was a Trump tweet. It didn't have his name on it. Yeah, you're right. There are no geniuses involved with your administration. Go fuck yourself. Someone
involved it. You should see some of the tweets I've tweeted at Trump, man. You guys would probably have a ball with that. Maybe two, even.
I'm pretty sure I just blocked him. Freak also says, says you welcome anything and all onto the Twitter account. Is this a request for more would you rathers?
This was a tough one for me to answer, but yeah, go for it, Freak Five. I mean, we can always exile you, you know. There you go. What else? Anything else? Anybody have any comment on that?
There is a comment from Frank saying he's doing a GDP this Friday. Spread the word. I guess that was yesterday.
Yeah. I went in there. Nobody showed up. So I'm like, I might as well do it today. So I'm going to do it today. Tonight.
Oh, so after the show?
After the show, I'm going to give myself a few minutes to get out of this hot room, get some air. And I'm going to do about an hour set after the show. So, you know. That'll be fun. So there you go. I might even be high while I'm doing it. I don't know yet. I have to think about that. But yeah, I'm gonna do a little bit of GDP after the show.
Is there a theme to this one, or I want to clarify because I don't want to screw this shit up again.
Yeah, no theme today. Just whatever anybody wants. Which this, Tiger Claw?
This my request would have been hilarious if it was a wrestling theme, which I thought was going on.
So. Well, we can do.
It would have been very funny.
I guess we could do a wrestling.
I still feel bad. No, no, I'm not. No, don't do one. I was just asking, like, if there was one.
No, if anybody has any.
I just don't want to screw it up again. I don't want to ruin the show.
You're not going to ruin the show, dude. It's just request anything, pretty much. I mean, I make exceptions for people. If they don't have any wrestling themes, they could play something else. But, yeah, no theme tonight. I'll think of a good theme, and we'll Mug had to turn me on to some really cool, like, music. I don't even know what you would call that, Mug, where they put two songs together.
Oh, my.
Somebody please cut that out. All I want is Frank saying, Mug turned me
Mug
on.
Turned
That's
me
it.
On.
Cut that part out.
How dare you? How dare you, Break Man?
I knew I knew that was coming the instant the words like left his mouth. I was like, oh yeah, that won't go well.
Oh God, you guys suck. Jesus, I'm fucking walking off this show. Okay.
Well, I can also say that anytime I do turn him on, it never goes well for him.
How dare you?
Because he's always disappointed because I'm not interested.
No, I'm always disappointed in Mug's performance. That's what I'm disappointed in. So there you go. All right. Yeah. So it's going to be fun. Hopefully I think it's going to be fun. So we'll have a good time. We usually do. I fully expect Tiger Claw to, show up. It's weird. Like I mentioned music and Tiger Claw's all fucking over it, man. He is, I mean, I don't know how that guy knows like everything at any, I'm beginning to think that Tiger Claw is God. Because like he shows up at like seemingly
that might be accounting for why he doesn't seem to hate any film ever.
Yeah, it's weird. like
well, his unconditional love for film.
Hold on.
Yeah, that can't
actually,
that wouldn't
I have,
be God.
I have a
then.
Friend like that. I actually,
what would that be then?
Hold on. Mug, what were you saying?
Now saying it can't be God because well. Tiger Claws actually exists. For one thing.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a demigod then.
Maybe he's a demigod.
I do have a friend like that who sees every movie and loves every fucking one of them.
Really?
That's really? Just yeah. Having incredibly low standards. Although, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, being a lightweight, you know, like a cheap drunk. It's like, hey, it's, you know, I don't have to spend as much. It's like, you know,
yeah.
If you're impossible to disappoint, then hey, every time you go to the movies, just you know, it's a fun time, you know.
Yeah, that's my thought about it too. Like I'm jealous of that. Like he likes them all. So it's
yeah,
like,
that's actually an
never disappointed in it.
Endearing trait, actually. That's actually kind
yeah. But the
of
thing is, like, it's not so much whether or not he finds a movie good or not. It's just he likes the idea of going to the theater to see something.
No, he like buys all these movies too and
damn.
Watches them at home and stuff.
That's really, I mean, that's actually an endearing trait. Actually, that's odd, but really cool. I wished I could enjoy every movie I've seen. I know one movie that I'm not going to be enjoying, but we'll talk about that later. But all right,
I wish he at least enjoyed a movie that he thought was bad. Yeah. So at least then he has something bad to say about a movie.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Real quickly, what have you guys been playing? We'll start with Break. And
okay. I haven't had a lot of time this week, and I'll get to that. But so I mostly played mobile games. I played mostly I played Plants vs. Zombies again. I've been getting back into that, seeing what they've added since I stopped playing it, and they've added a few more new worlds and shit.
Yeah, cool.
Bunch of new plants, and yeah, seems like I'd be playing this game for a long time.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. What have you been playing, Mug?
Pretty much the only thing I've been playing lately is Sundered. Yeah. And I've logged about 7 hours or so in that, and it's, you know, Frank and I have talked about it a decent amount. It's got a lot of good ideas, but it's also got some significant design issues. It's one of the things is this, like, it's essentially kind of like this semi-procedurally generated Metroidvania kind of game, where it's like the structure of the worlds, like, it's broken up into these really large rooms, mm-hmm. and the like within each of those rooms, the world, the layout of the world inside that room changes a little bit. Like the entrance, you know, the entryways and exits are the same each time, but you know, but the actual, like, the individual layout is, you know, different. I mean, you're still trying to get from point A to point B, but the actual means by which you get through that area is, you know, is a little different. I mean, and that works fine. But one of the things that's a little frustrating is that it's if you look at the trailers and stuff for the game, it gives off this vibe of this kind of, you know, quiet, ponderous, sort of almost kind of Lovecraftian sort of horror thing. But the combat in the game is so frenetic because the game will literally spawn dozens upon dozens of enemies at you, and yeah. You just have to survive a gauntlet. It's the combat bears more of a resemblance to Dynasty, like a 2D Dynasty Warriors in that regard, than like a 2D Dark Souls. And it's like it's it's okay. It doesn't always work. I mean, the game looks fantastic. It's, you know, gorgeously animated, and the art is great. Still need to play that for everything.
Review later.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's not bad, and I'm enjoying it more now that I've gotten a little further into it. But yeah, it's not, it's definitely not as good as I was hoping it would be.
Yeah. That's interesting. I that's a game I watched you play a little of, right, Mug?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the idea of that game, but man, that game looks balls hard, man. Like it's really,
it's not that bad. I mean, it's like you'll you know, there'll be parts where it'll just keep tossing enemies at you continually, and it's like, and it eventually will wear you down. Yeah. But it's not, it's, you know, the way that it's designed, it's like you keep getting upgrades and everything, you get more stronger and more powerful, and then, you know, eventually you will be able to make it past areas. You know, you'll learn how to deal with the enemies in that area, and you'll be, like, you know, mechanically stronger.
Yeah. Oh, man, we're getting a heated battle between myself and others.
I only like here. Parts of Avenger 1, but Will Wheaton should, or Joss Whedon should probably never do a Marvel movie again.
Well, how dare you
do one of the movies either?
Yeah. Neither of those people.
Hold on a second. We were talking about movies and stuff, and how your friend liked Batman versus Superman, to give people a little bit of context here.
But he's talking about Avengers Age of Ultron being better, and Age of Ultron doesn't have lines like, be careful, he's God. There's only one God, ma'am. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't look like that.
Yeah. Dress like that.
Or dress like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, Avengers, like, Age of Ultron was not as good as the original Avengers.
I liked Ultron, actually.
I enjoyed it, but it was not as good as the original.
Oh, right. My God. I might agree.
Wyland's saying that the first movie isn't that great.
Yeah, he's saying that it was shit.
It's not. I mean, there are low points in that movie.
Yeah, hold on. Let me talk about Batman versus Superman real
first
quick.
First movie was clearly fan service.
Hang on. Ultimate Cut's a way to go, Wyland says. I have not seen the Ultimate Cut. I think I'll give it a try to see if it's good. But, man, I saw that in the theater, and I was highly, highly disappointed. I thought it was shit. And then he says,
well, my thing about Batman v Superman is that, you know, it's, the movie was so bad that I'm not certain I can see how more of it can be a good thing.
Yeah, I agree, unless it does something super awesome to bridge a lot of bullshit. Let's see. He says, why do people like that shitty first Avengers movie? I like both of them. I think I tend to agree with you. Agree with you, Wyland. I think 2 was slightly better. He says it was way better, but, you know, whatever.
I don't like how they dealt with Black Widow.
Yeah. Well, Black Widow's going to get her own movie at some point, we can hope, but anyway.
No, I mean, like, the whole, I'm a monster and I can't have children thing. It's like, really? Did you really need to have her do this? You kind of ruined her character.
No, I think her character's still badass, dude. Like, Black Widow was a lot better than I remember.
And it's
her
not
being
a good way to, you know, represent women.
Yeah. It was a very lazy way of characterizing her. And apparently Joss Whedon is he's kind of gotten a reputation for, you know.
Yeah, like
a lot of latent sexism. Yeah, the fucking, you know, his, like, what he planned to do with Inara. It's like, holy fuck. Oh, that's a dark.
Yeah, see, this is true. I agree with you guys. He's definitely had some time to rectify a lot of that and hasn't. So maybe it is time for him to leave that franchise. But that argument's like,
who's the director for the Infinity War?
Hold on, Eric. That argument is like, this will be for break because he'll know what I'm talking about. That argument is like keeping O.J. Simpson out of the Hall of Fame because he, you know, went through that trial and stuff. Like, the two things don't, you know, matter. But when you're doing that shit on screen, then, yeah.
Well, I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, the you know, he was planning to character, like, the thing, like, in Firefly, he had basically kind of conceived this episode that they were going to do where, you know, Inara was going to get raped.
Yeah.
And yeah. there's a lot of, like, latent sexism that's been cropping up in some of his work.
Yeah.
And it's, well, just like, oh, that's disappointing because always kind of came off as a feminist. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, so
very disappointing.
Maybe not so much.
But that's, you know, very disappointing. So here's Weiland. He says, John Schnepp hated Batman versus Superman. Then he saw the Ultimate Cut and changed his mind. Maybe that'll be me. I'm not closed-minded.
I don't know who John Schnepp is.
Yeah, I don't either. But, you know, I'll take a look at it, Weiland, see what I think of it. Yeah. Let's see. Dungeon Buster says, I didn't hate Batman versus Superman. It could have been better, but I didn't walk away feeling like I wasted my time. I don't feel like I wasted my time because I never really do when I go to the movies because it's an experience at the very least. But
I disagree. There have been a few times I feel like
one time.
I've never walked out of a movie, and I hope I never have to.
One time
I have.
Yeah, once. I did once for Perfect Storm. I thought that was a god-awful piece of shit.
I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie, even ones I've absolutely hated.
That's the only one
one I've ever walked out of was Rat Race. I was very tempted to walk out of This Is the End. Fuck me, that movie was awful.
Yeah, I didn't have that same feeling. But Perfect Storm was the one for me that I almost left. I never have either. I never walked out. But if I was to walk out...
I would have walked out of Freddy Got Fingered... But gave me a ride. Oh, so kind of stuck there.
Yeah. I saw it.
Also,
too,
almost walked out.
I wasn't the driver, so I had to sit there. Yeah. It sucks.
What was that?
I almost walked out of Wing Commander.
Oh God!
That was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, the only good part of that was the opening credits sequence where they had like the map, like the star map kind of filling in as shown, like it was talking and like the voiceover talking about the expansion of human, you know, civilization and everything. I was like, that was cool. Then like the actual movie proper started and I was just like, oh, okay, this is complete shit.
Yeah.
The game had better actors.
The what did?
I think if I saw Prometheus in theaters, I would have walked out.
Well, starting with the third Wing Commander.
Yeah. Weiland says Joss Whedon taking over for Justice League makes him slightly worried.
Dungeon Buster says I'll keep hoping JL turns out okay. I think all of us really want Justice League to be good.
I actually think.
Well, the thing is,
who doesn't like the Justice League? Come on.
Hang on a sec. Joss Whedon didn't quote unquote take over Justice League. Yeah. There was very little left to be done.
Yeah.
And Zack Snyder had a death in the family and he was like, okay, I've got to step away.
Yeah.
And you know, Joss Whedon was basically there to deal with like, you know, any, you know, like pickups and reshoots and, you know, like basically finalizing stuff. I mean, like it was like 95% finished.
Yeah. I agree with you, Mug, on that. I actually think bringing in Joss Whedon isn't a bad thing. It was actually the perfect person to take on such a massive project from that point. I can't, in my mind, the only other person that I could come up with that probably would have taken that 5% that you alluded to, Mug, and did okay with it would have been Patty Jenkins. That's the only person that I could say I would fully feel comfortable other than Joss Whedon. I mean, who else but Joss Whedon has taken on such a think what you will about Joss Whedon, but he's taken a massive project and put it out there in a very, in my opinion, respectable manner as far as effects and comedy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that Joss Whedon is the reason that Avengers worked.
Yeah. Yeah. So... I think it's actually a good thing that he's the one to finish up the job. I would have liked to have seen it go to Patty Jenkins. Although Mug, you say subsequent viewings of Wonder Woman don't hold up, right?
Well, I didn't say that. It's just like I didn't like it as much in retrospect as I did when I first watched it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's by no means a bad movie, but I mean it's certainly the best of the DC films.
Yeah.
But it's not. I wouldn't put it on par with like the original Iron Man.
Yeah. No. I that's fair. I think I have yet to. I've seen parts of Wonder Woman, and I always get interrupted doing something else. So I'm gonna have to watch that movie and you know. Whatever. All right, let's move on. Is there's nothing else in Twitter break at all? I know we went on.
No, that was it. Yeah,
okay. We're done. Real quickly, what have you been playing? We'll start with Mug. Oh, we did Mug already.
we are. Yeah, I think it's just
Eric. No, Eric. What have you been playing?
We didn't hear Eric. Sorry.
Just more Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age. I'm nearly done with it.
Okay.
Just got to do some more hunts and then do the final dungeon. But I've been trying to get a Brave suit for a while before the show started, and I haven't been lucky yet. So, I'll probably get that done after probably tomorrow, because I'm going to my parents' house after this.
Okay, what else?
Watching some shows and taking care of the place.
Yeah, what else, Eric? What have you been playing?
Hakuoki Kyoto Winds. And that's really it.
Okay.
I wanted to get around to playing Sundered, but I couldn't find the time.
Yeah. All right. I've been playing just a little bit of Salt and Sanctuary. Does that game get really fucking hard in that goddamn Hager's Cavern. But I'm slowly chipping away. I'm doing all right. And Marvel Puzzle Quest. I've learned some new things about Marvel Quest that are pretty cool. Some of the events give you lots of goodies, so I've been attacking the events and doing pretty well. I was out of 17,000 people. I was in the top 100 of one of their events, so that was pretty cool. I'm not great at games, but you know, that's a tiny accomplishment, I guess. All right, let's move on to our stinkos of the week. We'll start with Eric.
My stinko, other than getting sick a couple days ago, was finding out that Funimation is at their bullshit game again. They're back at their lowest point, back when they didn't know what the fuck they were doing with Dragon Ball. And basically scrubbing instances of Japanese out of their releases. Like, for whatever reason, in Shin Godzilla, they took out the Japanese text, the large Japanese text that would describe someone's name and what their position in their field of government or whatever occupation was. And stuff like that's a big part of Godzilla, and removing that kind of takes a chunk of that movie with it.
Oh boy.
That's a major part of Shin Godzilla. If without knowing who these people are and what their function is, like, you've eliminated most of the story.
Well, they put it up in there, but it's in there in English. And apparently they did this because if they left it up there and kept the English in, there would be too much text on screen. I guess that was their concern. But I don't think people would have minded that much. Maybe if they used something other than white subtitles.
You mean the text is, you mean like it still says what they are in English, but they removed the Japanese text?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Seriously, who gives a shit? Like, it's an English release.
And at least that's what I understand.
It's not.
Maybe it's more than that. And that's why people.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're. Yeah, I mean, if they're not like digitally editing like text out of the out of the scene, then I don't understand why anyone would give a shit.
I thought we had the technology now to like make all of like captioning like so much better now. You know,
yeah,
like,
they could have scrunched it down a little if that's what they were concerned with.
I guess. I don't know. They just probably didn't want to spend the extra dollar to do it better. I don't know. But I'm with Mug. Who gives a shit? I still want to see that movie, though, man. God damn it.
There are other reasons to not like Funimation, but...
Yeah, I tried
that's
to...
That's just one more thing.
Yeah, I tried to watch the Japanese version of it just so I could see it, but it really wouldn't do me justice to watch it, because I don't speak Japanese, so I can't understand what's going in. From what I've heard from Mug and others is that you really need to know who these people are and motivations and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with Breakman.
We already did me.
Your stinko? We did your stinko?
Oh, stinkos? I thought we were still on the... Oh, no. I got a couple of stinkos. One of them's not personal. The other is... The non-personal one goes to, we learned something this week about somebody I have defended on this show, and I've said, you know, he deserves a chance. What's he ever done wrong in his life other than gambling, and he obviously needs help. Well, I've learned that that's not his only addiction. It's Pete Rose apparently is into the underage girls.
Oh, God. No, don't tell me, Brady.
Yeah, we've learned this week, and there was an affidavit. Remember how that lawyer was said earlier in the, yeah, I guess last year or a couple of years ago that Pete Rose had been trafficking young girls, and we all said that's ridiculous and everything, and mm-hmm. Pete Rose mm-hmm. obviously sued him for it because yeah. that's, you know, defamation. Well, what do you call that? Well,
legally, it's only defamation if it's not true.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. At the time, we. Everybody thought it was untrue. Like, yeah, well, what's yeah. your proof? This is absolute bullcrap. We've never heard of anything like this.
Yeah.
Well, when he was in his 30s, and this is what he has – what do you call that? Damn it. Disposition.
Deposition?
Deposition. Thank you, God. Or, I mean, Moria. God. Thank well, you, God, Moria.
It's okay. It's,
no, you'll give him an ego, common, man.
I was like, no, it's a common mistake. It's fine.
How dare you?
So, his deposition – he admitted to in his 30s being with a girl who at the time he thought was 16.
Oh boy!
Apparently, this girl said she was at the oldest 15.
Oh boy!
And this is just the first of what we think is what I think, and a lot of people think is going to be a lot more to come out. He was apparently looking for like the young girls. And for him, like this isn't a big deal. Like for he just I don't know.
You would think
I don't know what the point of him suing for defamation is.
I know. See, that's the thing. Like, why would he do that? He's got Trump syndrome, dude. There's going to be some stuff on Trump coming out with girls that people are going to be like, I don't believe it. But, man, dude, like, all of the fucking shit that I've seen, like just article after article talking about how him and the Epstein brothers were in a plane having – I mean, he alluded to this in his – Boy Scout speech, and it was sick. It was just sick, dude. That's sad to hear, that dude. That's terrible.
Yeah. After like this year was like a year we were honoring the man for what he did on the field. Mm-hmm. We built him. We didn't build him a statue. I mean, but a statue was built for him, and I didn't have anything to do with it. I don't mean we, but wow. Statue was built for him, and now there's a statue standing out in front of the stadium. Right next to the road that they named after him.
I wonder what's going to happen.
By the garden that they named after him.
Jesus, man. They'll probably take all that shit down before it's all
done. And the way it sounds from this story, it sounds like this is only the tip. Like, this is only the beginning. Like, he was doing this in his 30s, sleeping with teenage girls.
Wow.
Below the age of 18, even which it is legal to sleep with a 16-year-old girl, but come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something. That was gonna be...
It's illegal to film it, but it's legal to do it in a lot of states, including Ohio, which to me is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But from the way it sounds like he liked them even younger than
if
the
they were.
16.
If they were closer in age, like, you know, like 5, 6, even up to like
maybe... Yeah, there are times I've seen, like, I've watched the show To Catch a Predator. There have been times when, like, a guy's 18 or 19 comes in there looking to sleep with a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, that guy is in high school. Like, 15-year-old to an 18-year-old,
that's pushing that. Yeah.
Well, 15...
I don't think that's pushing it, because, like, Mrs. Breakman's 5 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a freshman and a senior.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Yeah, and then when you get into older, like, when you get into... What, 18 and up, like, it doesn't matter at that point because you're kind of an adult, you know.
But
like,
there's a simple mathematical rule, and it's like, and pretty much at any age, it you know, and once you get old enough, like, it's, you know, who gives a shit, but it's like half your age plus 7 years.
That's interesting.
Well,
how old are you,
girl?
How
in
old
particular,
are you? Like, yeah, but well, think about this. Like, how old are you? Like, you're. Go ahead.
Well, in particular with the Pete Rose situation, he was in his mid-30s when she was under the age of 16.
Yeah,
and he was looking for, like, apparently, like, he wanted girls to. I don't know. I'm not gonna start speculating, but
it's a little too big of a gap there. You know.
Yeah, he's married with kids. Yeah. You know, he probably had kids about that age at that time. You know.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Breakman?
Yeah, the other one is more personal. The reason I haven't had much time this week is my dad's been in the hospital all week.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that, dude. What's going on? Same type of stuff?
No, this time he had an infection. Oof. And they weren't sure if they could clear it or not at first. They told him there's like a 50-50 chance he might have to have surgery.
Wow.
But my sweeto goes to that not happening. And yes. So I'm just going to do my sweeto right now. He is out of the hospital, and he didn't have to have surgery. He's on medication. It's going to keep him, you know, sidelined for a little bit. But he, for the most part, he's in good condition.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's very encouraging. Glad to hear. I mean, sad to hear it, but glad that, you know, he's not going to have to.
Yeah,
have
I mean,
surgery.
It turned out best case scenario.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's really, really cool. Mug, did I get your Stinko of the Week or no?
Oh, my other sweeter goes to Moria's back. Yay!
Oh, how dare you.
I didn't even have to bag him.
How dare you? How dare you? Go, Mug, any?
Not, I was thinking about today, it, but I didn't.
Nah, pass.
Okay, we'll pass. I'm going to go with mine then. I talked about shopping carts in parking lots, but I really didn't go into detail about it. Like, what is the possible reason that you don't take your shopping cart and put it back into the shopping cart bin? And I could only come up with one legit answer. You're disabled.
You're an asshole.
Well, no. I mean...
it's a good excuse for doing it. Well, I was going to say, in where I live, I see this not like every day or every week, but every once in a while I see people pushing a cart up the street and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they just take their groceries and they just leave with the cart.
Yeah. No, I've seen that. And that's fucking theft is what that is. That's
There's often I'll see a grocery cart, like, maybe a mile away from the store, just kind of over on the side of the street. Yeah. And it's just like, fucking dick. Like, you stole the cart and then you just threw it on the side of the road.
You know what the best thing
is? Don't homeless people do that, though?
Yeah. And see, that's where it becomes a little iffy. Like, At first, everybody's an asshole that does that. It is legally theft. Like, you can't take shit from a store. Why would you take a fucking shopping cart that costs a lot of money for your convenience?
I mean, shopping carts are like $100.
But I'm not blaming homeless people, because a lot of them have mental issues, physical issues, money issues, obviously. So it's not.
They don't have there's not a lot of options or places for them to go.
There's not a lot of options. So I'm going to let homeless people slide for that. But if you're just taking it because you're fucking lazy.
Yeah, that's
fuck
what
you.
That's the what I've got the impression of the people that I've seen. I haven't seen anybody who I thought it was homeless.
But then again.
Because they're walking. They're in like shorts and t-shirts with their kids and stuff like that who look. Fine, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, also though, it's a hard call on that too, Breakman, because what if they're mentally ill? That, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be.
That's a possibility. I'm just saying I've seen like what homeless I've seen homeless kids and homeless families, and they don't look like the people that I'm talking
about. Yeah, but here's why I'm kind of pissed off, like. When I see carts, like what you were saying, like on the side of the road or away from a store, I actually take the time to call up the store or actually go to the store and say, hey, your cart's over here. And they're supposed to go and get them because it's their property. You know, I'm pretty sure that there's specific policies for this. I used to work as a supervisor at the Devil, a.k.a. Sam's Club, and you know, if we heard of somebody, like, I would go get it. Like, I would, you know, walk if it was close and go get it. And we had somebody else to go get carts. Like, you know, that if you couldn't walk them back, you fucking have a device to get them, a truck or something. But I would go to a certain store, and I'm not going to say anything because I don't want anybody on my ass for anything, but you know, when they blatantly disregard you taking time out of your day to tell them that you saw some of their shopping carts somewhere and you see them for months on end, nobody fucking did anything, it just pisses me off. Like make an effort, do something, you know, fucking go get those fucking carts that are yours. So that way you don't have to say that you lost so many carts and you need this much money and blah, blah. I mean, it just all, it trickles up, not trickle down. You know what I mean? Like, that's how people put pressure on the rest of us, you know, paying for stuff. You know, it costs a lot of money for those fucking things. So I don't think it's a widespread, you know, let's freak out and everybody call, you know, their congressman, but it's just something very, very irritating. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the very minority on that.
I think you are, because I'm pretty sure not anybody else I know would call if they saw a carton on the side of the road.
No,
hey, Kroger. Hey. Yep.
No, I do.
You got a cart like 2 miles away from your store.
Yep,
it is over right here.
Absolutely.
And you guys not done anything about it.
Yep.
I'm going to call the police.
No.
I'm going to call 911 right now.
No. It's not like that. I do it as a courtesy, you know, like, hey, you know, you guys got these carts over here. And I'm always told, oh, thank you very much. And then nothing ever gets done about it. You know, they just fucking leave them there. I'm like, fucking go get them. They're unsightly. They're yours. You know, I know someone took them from your lot, but that's your problem, not mine. I'm telling you, here's the fucking car.
See, if Frank didn't hate the police so much, he'd be one of those people that got arrested for calling 911 too many times.
No, fuck that.
Like, he'd see kids walking down the street. Like, that kid was dribbling his basketball and it landed in my lawn, officer.
You know,
like, you need to get here immediately.
How dare you? How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Actually, I wouldn't call the police for anything. I don't think. Like,
I know. I'm saying if you were somebody who, like, if you were somebody who didn't hate the police.
Yeah. You did. Yeah. No, I really, really have a disdain for police, and I'm getting more and more on the side of you know, I won't fucking call them for anything, like nothing. Like, now, what I know, no fucking way. All right, let's move on to our sweetos. Moria, your sweetos.
I'm gonna pass again.
Okay, Brakeman, you're sweeto.
Hello, 911. Yeah. There was this kid right outside of my house.
How dare
he
you?
Looked at me, officer.
How dare you?
He
set a toe on my lawn.
How dare you guys? How dare you?
Officer, like officer,
the operator will be like, we'll send someone right over.
Yeah, how dare you?
To shoot you for daring to bother us.
You son of a bitch. How dare you?
You sound brown. We're going to kill you.
You know, dude, speaking of that, like, it would just be my luck. Like, I would call somebody to come out and do something like that. You know, how dare you get on my lawn, you know? And then somebody would come out and I'd end up dead. That'd be my luck. Yep, that sounds about right. Brake, you already did your sweeto, I think. Eric, did you have a sweeto this week?
Not this week, no.
All right. My sweeto real quickly was the grand jury that Robert Mueller called for a variety of reasons, for obvious reasons, I think. Not for the fact that that, you know, the whole presidency is going to be taken down and all that. I'm not gleeful for that. I'm actually very afraid of that. But the good thing is that if that does happen, then that means the system actually worked in this instance, regardless of how you feel about anybody involved. Like, you know, our democracy worked. So I'm actually pretty hopeful that it all ends up right. And even if that fucking cocksucker Pence ends up being president, if he's not involved in whatever illegal activities they're investigating, then I would be okay with that. You know what I mean? Like, I would be okay with that.
I'm enjoying a lot of what's going on, except for the bigotry. Other than that, like, I'm enjoying the Congress fighting with the president and the president not being able to get anything done, having to fire people every other week and stuff like that. Like, this is – and now they're on vacation, you know. I enjoy the government not fucking sticking its fingers into everything.
Yeah, I need to cut that clip out. Stick your fingers into everything from Breakman. But yes,
that's still not as good as Moria turned me on.
Ooh, now I got you saying it. Yes, yes, yes. My evil plan worked. Yes. Oh my God, that was the greatest moment in the history of RP Grinders, right there. Okay. No, this is like your. It turned out to be.
That's you know what? Say. So Brake will be dead next week because he will have hung himself.
It's funny because like.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, exactly. Breakman had the greatest. Breakman had his greatest show ever ruined by his worst show ever. This is awesome. This is the best fucking RP Grinders ever. So that's, you know, the process working for a fucking change, you know. And then,
oh yeah, speaking of which, Peter Scarelli was finally arrested.
What? Now, see, I've never even heard of that guy, and you would think I, of all people, but I just saw a story on that.
Yeah, but he's got so much money, like, I don't know. Like, I think there's going to be so much him fighting back, and this is just going to be fight in courts for
years.
Is
this that snarky asshole that raised prices on drug prices for AIDS victims? Like, is he?
Martin Shkreli.
Yeah. Oh yeah. God! What a piece Pharma that bro. Guy is.
Why I call him Peter? I don't know why.
We all knew who you're talking about, but
hey, might as well be Peter because he's a dick.
right. But this him being
Martin Shkreli, Shkreli.
And this has nothing to do with him raising prices either. Like, he's being punished for something else.
It was not.
That's the only stinko about it. It's like, oh, he got punished for something that we. You should have gotten arrested.
Yeah,
for.
Well, that's all the big pharma shit, you know, the dirty fucking lobbyists.
I mean, technically, he didn't do anything illegal, but he did lie to the people he sold that stuff to.
Yeah, and that's that right there. Come on, man. Like, really? Like, honestly? All right, let's move on to some reviews. We actually have a few reviews, or a couple at least. Dunkirk, we're going to hold off till next week, Eric, but we're going to do, did we do Planet of the Apes yet or no?
No.
Okay. We're going to do that and we're going to do Spider-Man Homecoming. Did you have a chance to see any of those films, Break?
Wait, we did Spider-Man.
Oh, we did?
But Mug hasn't Mug given has us input.
Yeah. Mug, what do you want to say about Spider-Man, dude? Like, what is your overall impression.
Yeah, when did you have to leave the movie? When did he put the popcorn on his lap?
How dare you? How dare you, son of a bitch?
That was pretty much... That happened right about at the point where the first shocker was, let's say, replaced by the second shocker.
Oh, God, here we go.
And part of that, I mean, it's like I get, you know, like I turned Frank on and he wanted me to do the shocker to him and I wasn't cool with that.
God damn you, fucking exile.
Plus, he doesn't really have the plumbing for more than one aspect of the shocker.
You early, son of a bitch. What? 1 week back on the show and you're fucking at your worst, man. I swear to God, man. This is why
I'm the talent.
This is the
worst. And as soon as the microphones go off, he's gonna text you like, I'm so sorry, baby. I didn't mean it like that.
How dare you, Breakman? You're fucking exiled too. I'm walking off this goddamn show, man. Fucking be a security guard or something, man. I don't need this shit. I don't need it.
Well, security guard actually pays. So.
All right. So Spider-Man, Mug, what are your impressions?
I thought it was the best of all the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, I think I would agree. Why
I
would
think
you?
We all agreed on that.
Actually, yeah, I think two is close. Yeah,
for once we have an actor playing Spider-Man and Peter Parker who is both good as Spider-Man and good as Peter Parker.
Yeah, that was exactly our big takeaway. Yeah. Is the second Amazing Spider-Man had a better Spider-Man.
Yeah, I like the
terrible
second
Peter
Spider-Man.
Parker. And Tobey Maguire made an amazing Peter Parker, but a mass Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Tom Holland is Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
Yeah. I really like Spider-Man 2 as a movie, though. I really like
that. I'm not disagreeing, but this is Spider-Man.
Yeah, that Spider-Man guy.
Spider-Man Homecoming, Tom Holland is Spider-Man to me.
Yep. Tom Holland is Spider-Man.
The Sam Raimi movies have not aged all that well.
No, they really haven't. But, man, I really liked what they did with Tom Holland and this Spider-Man, man. If they keep that up, they've got major, major good things coming for Marvel. And Spider-Man. So I'm excited for that, actually. I think one of the few people that I know that's actually really excited for Thor this year. So we're going to get
I am too, but we should let Moria talk about Spider-Man. All right, Moria. I interrupted rudely. Yep. I'm sorry.
We're going to get to that stuff, but go ahead, Moria. Anything else on Spider-Man?
I pretty much thought as much as soon as I saw the first trailer. I really, really liked Michael Keaton as Vulture.
Yes.
And it was, what's funny is, like, for being kind of a throwaway character, he was one of the most compelling villains that the Marvel movies have ever had.
Yep.
Traditionally the Marvel movies are not really great at having, you know, really compelling villains.
Yep.
And it's like, well, this one's actually, you know, he's sympathetic. It's like, he's doing something, you know, grossly illegal and he knows it, but he has, you know, there's a rationale behind it. It's not just, you know, I'm evil and I want to take over. So like, even, you know, he has more depth of character than even Loki. And I love Loki.
Yeah. Loki's a good villain.
I still think Kingpin's the best Marvel villain, but he's now up there as one of the best.
Yeah.
Like I think he outdid Robert Redford, you know, and he's a legendary actor.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's the Marvel problem that they usually have is with the villain. So you hit the nail on the head there, Mug. Anything else on Spider-Man?
No, I mean, I was really pleased with it. I loved the Captain America cameo. I thought the final closing credit scene, or like a post credit scene, was hilarious.
The best one in history.
It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was great. I enjoyed that movie immensely. It was a great movie.
Yeah, and Dungeon Buster in chat says, I like what Homecoming and Keaton did with Vulture too.
Yeah,
and I was saying that last week. Vulture is one of Spider-Man's most pathetic enemies.
Yeah.
Somehow he's always like a thorn in Spider-Man's side, but in the end, like, he's just, you know,
Spider-Man takes care.
He's been like more of a joke than...
He's about as memorable as Boomerang.
Boomerang was bad too, but yeah.
And I know, like, they've redone him more recently, like there's the ultimate version of him and stuff like that, but this is, to me, is taking one of the worst villains in a lineup of great villains and turning him into one of the great villains.
Yeah, I wish they could do Green Goblin.
They did an excellent job with him.
I wish they could do Green Goblin a little bit better.
It can't get worse than the last one.
Yeah, yeah. Willem Dafoe was okay, but damn, dude, they fucked up.
He was better without the mask on. Was the problem?
Yeah, that's the problem. They need.
I mean, besides that, the mask looked stupid as shit. But
yeah,
he was way more intimidating with his mask off.
Well, you know what they need to do is they need to do something similar to what they did with Spider-Man himself. Cast the right person that can get essences of both Norman Osborn and Green Goblin. You know what I mean? Like, catch them both.
Yeah, that's what I think Spider-Man made Spider-Man such a great movie. For the most part, it had a great cast.
Yeah.
Like I said, I had a couple problems with some of the cast members, but for the most part, it was a really great cast.
Oh, man. Marissa Tomei as Aunt May, dude. That lady just gets better and better with the age, man. She saw her in The Wrestler, which is a really
good
movie.
Oh, yeah. That was a good movie.
Love that movie. I think it's a super underrated movie.
It's underrated? Wasn't that, like, didn't it compete for an Oscar?
Well, no. I don't think it, maybe it did.
The Wrestler?
But critic,
I think, like, that competed for an Oscar. Really, I'm going to have to look
I think Rick's
one.
Right. I think Rick
you
right.
might
think
be right, was, but I know it didn't do very well at the box office. And, man, that's a movie that almost everybody should see. It's fucking good, dude. I love that movie. All right. So War for the Planet of the Apes, Breakman, I don't know if you've seen it. If not, we're going to do it anyways.
Yeah, you go ahead. I'm fine.
You don't care? You should.
No, I don't care.
You actually
look, should. I'll forget really? All this stuff. Well, okay, then fine. I'll take my headset off and I'll just talk to Dungeon Buster in chat.
Okay, and then we'll let you know when to come back, dude. War for the Planet of the Apes was probably the best CG movie I've ever seen. It was almost flawless CG. What did you guys think of the CG? And not only did it have a great story, the CG,
it's the best ape CG I've seen.
Oh god!
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like they've reached a point where and I said this about Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn, the second one. Mm-hmm. Where mm-hmm. it's just like I was constantly going like with the second one, I was like, is that real? It's like, are they digitally editing like actual footage of an ape, or is it actually just completely CG ape? And I was like, yeah, it's got to be CG because they couldn't. There's no way they could have gotten an ape to do this specific thing.
Yeah,
and it's just like, and I kind of just took it as like, all right, that for me, like the second movie was kind of a watershed moment in CG where it's just like, okay, I've completely bought into the fantasy. It's like the CG is right there in my face the entire time, and I don't notice that it's CG.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fucking technical marvel, dude. Like that movie, holy fuck, is it good, dude? Like,
overall, it's like the movie itself, War for the Planet of the Apes. It's really more a prisoner of war for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
but but it's like it's. It closes out this trilogy of, even though I know it's like the Planet of the Apes movies, they're not planning them to be a trilogy. They're going to be more of them.
Yeah.
But it closes out the trilogy of Caesar's story incredibly well.
Oh, God.
It tells a really interesting story, and it has some interesting twists and turns and everything, and the characters are really engaging.
And it actually has a plausible explanation, well, a semi-plausible explanation for why humans ended up the way they did in the original series.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it works. I honestly think it is the modern. And I guess one of the things about the series is that it's done really well, but it doesn't get a lot of press, and it hasn't really developed built a fandom or anything like a lot of the big
sci-fi. I don't think the story is as strong as Dawn, though.
Mm. Not quite. I would agree with that. I mean, I thought Dawn's story was, was superlative.
Yeah.
But I think War is very close. And I loved the way, I both hated and loved the way it ended. A storytelling perspective, it was done incredibly well. The actual event that happened, I was like, God damn it.
I know. It's the only CG movie to really make me kind of tear up. It's like I haven't had much of that. With CG movies, but man, Dawn's ending was it's bittersweet, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And but I loved the score was fantastic. The action choreography was fantastic, and it's like just you look at it, it's like you're seeing like rain and the lighting and everything. It's just like holy crap, everything looks just fucking amazing. And I actually what I was really impressed with was that. The story, like the marketing on the on that film is a little misleading, because like what Woody Harrelson's character is not what it's presented to be in the trailers.
They fucked up the trailers something fierce.
Yeah, they did not. Yeah,
but
do
I mean,
the trailers
but
justice.
I did not see the trailers until after I'd watched them. Like I saw like the first trailer, and that was months back. And I didn't watch any of them until after I'd watched the movie. I went back and was like, boy, this was not the movie that I thought I was being sold. This is much better than the movie I thought I was being sold.
Yeah.
But I would honestly say that it's up there in terms of like the all-time great trilogies, up there with like Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Hate his character's explanation as to why human beings are losing the ability to speak and such.
Yeah, check this out. I do not think it's coincidence that Andy Serkis was involved in both the Lord of the Rings trilogy and this Apes trilogy. He is an absolutely amazing actor. That guy has to be if he's not, and I don't want to be one of these guys.
He's more of a physical actor, but you know.
I don't want to be one of these guys that just, you know, pines for somebody to get an Oscar like people did with Peter Jackson. But honestly, I don't see what one person can do acting wise that can outdo what fucking Andy Serkis did. He not only
the simple fact is that the modern trilogy of Planet of the Apes movies, it completely hinges upon Andy Serkis's performance.
Yes, absolutely.
And like, and that is a simple reason why. And it's like the simple fact that, you know, they're really, really good performances and, you know, good movies and everything. And, you know, and I think it's time that, you know, like, we kind of acknowledge that CG characters are a thing now. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, and if they're done well, they can be really compelling. And I think this is the, you know, you finally have, it's like, you have a full trilogy that, you know, a beginning, middle and end of this character story brought to life through, you know, because of this, you know, tons and tons of technicians and everything worked on it to make it happen. But that's like the visual effects Oscar,
which
I would be, if it got that, I would be like, sure, absolutely. Looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, mind-blowing CG, because it's not that kind of CG. It's designed to just be part of the scene. It's not designed to draw your attention.
Yeah, you're not going into it thinking I want to go see a CG movie like a Transformers.
Yeah, it's not like watching Valerian.
Yeah, yeah, you know, exactly. It's not really a spectacle.
Like, the CG is all about the spectacle, and like that one, it's a spectacle.
I heard that movie wasn't so great.
It's not so great.
I want to watch it, but
I'll Redbox it once it gets out.
I want to see
it. I watched it last
week. Yeah, I want to see it at the budget theater. Actually, I want to go see it on the big screen because there's something to be said
about
that.
You say budget, like, what are the cost of tickets?
There's a budget theater here that you can go watch a movie before 5 for like $3. So
okay, because like, the closest to budget I get is $5 Tuesdays or Mondays, depending on which theater I go to.
That's not bad, dude. $5 is not bad to go watch a movie. So, you know, I would do it if I had the money to do it. All right, so I give War for the Planet of the Apes 9 out of 10. I thought it was great.
I would too. And it, and like, and that's compared to like Dawn, which I would probably give a 10.
Yeah. Yep. Well, no, I would give it 9.5. But yeah, I've never given a movie a 10. I don't think so.
I went back when I went back and rewatched. When I rewatched Dawn, I was just like, "Holy crap! This movie's even better than I remember it being." It's like, and I loved it when I first watched it.
Yeah.
I loved it even more the second time.
Yeah.
Fuck, this movie is like, and honestly, I think it's like, as far as like, oh god damn, and I loved that, you know, it's like but you do see Koba in War for the Planet of the Apes. Yes, it's not really him, obviously, but it's like there's a kind of, we'll call it a flashback.
Yeah.
But I loved that there was an appearance of him, and it's just like, fuck, he was such a good character. He was a great and sympathetic villain.
Yeah.
He had a good reason for why he was the way he was. And one last note I want to make on War was the end with Maurice.
Yes.
Maurice is probably my favorite character in that series.
Yep.
I love Maurice.
Yep. Yep.
But the final scene with Maurice, I was just like, oh, that was so good. It's like, it solidifies everything about his character, and it's like, and just like, I already really liked the character, and it's just like, okay, I fucking love this guy.
Yeah. It was a great movie, man. All these movies, you know what? I think I might like Planet of the Apes trilogy better than I do Lord of the Rings trilogy. I know that's kind of blasphemous to say, but
no, it's like, it's not blasphemy. I mean, it's like, I get it. It's like, they're appealing to, for two different reasons.
Yeah.
They both succeed in what they do. I mean, although I will say that the extended edition Lord of the Rings is probably better than the Planet of the Apes overall. If you're comparing theatrical trilogy, I would probably give it to Planet of the Apes.
I've never seen, this is interesting because this is going to be fun. I love Lord of the Rings trilogy. I think it's great. But I have never seen the extended cuts of any of them.
Me either.
I always...
Dude, I've got them on my Vudu. Watch them.
Yeah, I will.
How do you jump on someone's voodoo?
How dare you bring up stuff?
He's got one. Well, I let him use the Roku that I'm not using, but it's signed into my voodoo.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch those for sure, but this is gonna be an interesting comparison because I'll probably feel like that, and I might see the extended versions of the Apes movie and feel it even elevates that trilogy even more. So, man, there's some good stuff.
Just don't go see the Hobbit trilogy.
And check this out. I have never seen a Dawn movie in high definition. So, man, I've got a lot to look forward to. It's awesome. Awesome. All right.
Yeah. So, oh, by the way, Eric, I was going to say, do you use Vudu?
I don't think I've really used it. I checked it out when I had like a free trial at some point, but I haven't really.
Well, I can show you a way to purchase movies for $2 a pop in HD.
Yeah. Well, let's do that off air so we don't, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a legitimate feature of the service. Yeah, it's just that there's.
Yeah.
There are ways to gain.
Blah, 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 blah.
Put it that way.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. All right.
That's getting edited out.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. War for the Planet of the Apes. I gave it 9. Mug gives it 9. What about you, Eric?
I'll give it a 9, too.
Somebody tell Brake to get back on so we can get him back on.
And should I see Atomic Blonde next is the question.
I would say yes, actually. That
I know nothing about that movie. Yeah, I know the title, and that's it.
I saw one trailer, and I'm intrigued. The trailer doesn't give anything away, so I want to see that movie. I'll wait till it comes bargain, though. I'm not going to see it full price. But.
I was going to go see The Dark Tower, but after all the reviews and everything, I'm like, maybe not.
Yeah, let's transition to that. We're going to go a little over today since we started late.
So hurry up.
What?
Yeah, so same here. I'm really hungry.
Okay. Real quickly, movies, is Break back? Break, are you back? Somebody get Breakman back.
I think he just left.
Yeah. Break, come back.
He was probably drunk and passed out.
Yeah. All right. So what are the movies that you're looking forward to the rest of the year to see? And I'll start with let's start with Mug until we get Break in here.
Unless the reviews come out and we get something similar to The Dark Tower, I'm interested in seeing it.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I really want to check out The Shape of Water.
Oh God, that movie looks amazing. Movie. Yeah, that's Guillermo del Toro's new movie, and it looks absolutely amazing. I'm totally dead. Do we have Break back yet? Break man, come back.
But aside from that, I mean, the obvious, obviously, the new Star Wars, which you know, it's pretty much a given that I'll go see that in the theater.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. I don't have anything else really like on my radar at the moment that's like, ooh, I need to go check this out.
Yeah. Eric, what about you, man?
I know just pop culture shit, but I'm looking forward to Justice League. I hope it's good. But more than that, I want to see Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, God, yes. Ragnarok looks amazing from what I've seen. It looks... I'm with you, Mug. Most of the time, I try to avoid as much spoilery shit as possible. But I did see like a teaser trailer for it, and it looks fucking amazing, like awesome. Like I saw what Kate Blanchett.
Is Black Panther coming out this year too?
Yes, Black Panther is coming.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay, then yes, that's definitely on my agenda.
Oh God, Black Panther is going to be fucking amazing. Holy shit, dude. I was excited to see Dark Tower when I heard they were making it, but now I'm with Mug. I'm not going to see that movie at the theater.
Should I see Detroit?
Yes. Detroit's another one that I want to watch.
To see an Inconvenient Sequel, but no one's playing it around here.
Oh, damn. That sucks.
I'll just wait until that hits Netflix, because that's probably going to hit Netflix.
Breakman, are you on the line? Brakeman. Yo, Brakeman.
Yeah, I think he just left Dodge.
Come back. Jesus.
Sorry, I forgot to unpause.
Okay, oh, there you boy. Go. All right. So, Brakeman, what are you looking forward to the most this year? Movie-wise, like moving. Movie-wise.
There's only two movies I really want to see are four and the new Star Wars, which I have not seen any previews for yet, which is weird.
There aren't any previews for Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the movie's supposed to come out in December.
So they'll do it, like, in September, but...
There's going to be
I think we should have seen something by now.
There's going to be... This is going to be the
Star... Which kind of worries me a bit, but I'm just saying.
All right. This Star Wars...
I heard there might have been some trouble with the Star Wars franchise, but maybe they're just referring to the Han Solo movie, because
There's no problem.
There's no lot of trouble with that.
There's no trouble with any of it, dude. The
Star Wars...
There's been some production troubles revolving around the Han Solo movie.
Yeah, but that's kind of minor. Like, they can figure something out quickly on that. But
well, not necessarily. I mean, bear in mind, production troubles are what screwed over Suicide Squad and The Dark Tower.
Yeah, but
you know, production troubles, they're the reason that they are largely the reason that
Thanks for reminding me Suicide Squad existed.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, Mug. Nobody treats their property like Disney is going to treat Star Wars. So if there are problems, which have been reported, I guess, Mug, I don't know the sources of that. I'd have to look into it.
Oh, Dungeon Buster reminded me Blade Runner 2049 is going to come out.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, Ridley Scott...
I think I am going to wait for that one to come out.
I think he's time to see it. I think
I'm going to wait. Scott is very hit or miss. I mean, apparently The Martian was really good, but, you know, Prometheus was awful. And
Love The Martian. And loved The Martian.
Alien Covenant.
Yeah. The Martian. Snowman, I want to see Dungeon Buster.
I kind of want to see it as a morbid curiosity, because it's probably going to be one of those terrible B-movies where the snowman's actually killing people and it's not some dude.
No, actually, there was a movie like that they made called Jack Frost. And that I loved that movie. It, you know,
it don't just, eat yellow snow.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so bad. But
yeah,
it was fun.
It's so bad but fun, right? But this...
I was thinking of the Jack Frost of Michael Keaton. Like, how about we make a version a psycho version of Jack Frost with Michael Keaton?
Yeah,
pretty good. Let's do that. So,
and Dungeon Buster says Geostorm. I kind of want to watch that.
Geostorm's like the Apocalypse 2012 movie. Or whatever.
Yeah, but it's one of those movies that again that's so bad that it might be good. I'm not sure, but just to see the destruction is pretty cool. But Thor Ragnarok for sure.
I do want to see that one.
Black Panther is a must-see for me. Detroit.
That's coming out this year? I thought that wasn't coming out until next year.
Nope. I'm not
100%. Not that I mind it, but I'm wondering what brought on the 80s like music.
You know what? I think you're right.
The Ragnarok trailer.
Hang on.
It's
hang
like,
on.
Okay, we're going to randomly play this song.
Eric, hang on.
I think it'd be the influence from Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Guess.
Anyways. Yeah,
Black Panther comes out next February.
Oh, see, that's what I was just going to say. I kind of remembered.
That's within the fiscal year, so technically this year.
Yeah, technically. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. I mean,
bending of the rules.
Do you know anybody who's not excited besides racists to see Black Panther? Like, I am so stoked for that movie based on what I saw from Civil War. So I'm super stoked for that. Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Geostorm, I might see at the theater. I am definitely going to see Detroit. Detroit looks fucking amazing. It's about the 1967 civil unrest in Detroit, and it looks like it's going to be good.
So what was it like when you were there, Frank?
How dare you? How dare you, you son of a... I've always been in Denver. You know, you son of a bitch.
Even all the way back in the Pangea days, you were still in Denver?
Yeah. Back then, it was like where Europe is, you know? So you kind of have to, like, remember that the continent separated, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Blade Runner, I'm definitely going to go see at the theater, unless it just gets tanked in reviews, which I was sorely disappointed that Dark Tower got 18%, but
any sequel to a movie that's almost 40 years old kind of worries me. That's
why I want to wait for it. I'm going to probably just Redbox Girl
But in
Trip.
Reality, Breakman, you should look at it differently. Like, the story continues.
I want to see it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm definitely going to see it, but I'm just, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I want to spend whatever, $11 or whatever it is, and being angry.
You do. You want to spend the $11 to see it so we can get another one. That's your mandate. And
they don't only go off of box office sales anymore.
No, they go...
The one thing that kind of bothers me about the Blade Runner movie is that why is there an Atari logo here?
Oh, Dungeon Buster brought up another good one. Murder on the Orient Express. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What? I haven't
actually seen time.
Dude, that movie is going to be fucking amazing, I think. I mean, I have a really good feeling about that.
Yeah, like an adaptation. They're doing a new adaptation of Murder on the Orient Express with this massive cast, and it looks fucking amazing.
Yes, it
interesting.
Does,
I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah. I've never seen the original.
Oh, you gotta see
Nor
the original.
I, but it's like this, but I love the story, and it's, you know, it is a genuine literary classic. So
yes,
I'm stoked for the new one.
Yeah, I've read the original either.
Oh God, dude, you gotta at least watch the movie. The movie. Took a lot of liberties, but it was pretty good from what I remember. I haven't seen it in a few years, but yeah, it's that's another good one, Dungeon Buster. Holy shit, Dungeon Buster for the win. +10, my friend, +10.
Is it worth watching that adaptation of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein?
I would watch
that. The one directed by Kenneth Branagh?
Yes. Yeah, I would watch
Absolutely.
That. Yeah. Dungeon Buster, you get a plus. See, Dungeon Buster transcends, like, you know, when you give somebody as a DM +5 or a magic weapon +5 in intelligence or whatever. Dungeon Buster is so good. He gets a +10 in any stat he wants. So, looking forward to see what you put there in chat.
I hope it's not +10 in shooting food.
Yeah. So I think we covered it. There's some amazing. Oh, Shape of Water, I think you mentioned, Mug, which. Yeah. Oh fuck! That movie looks so good, dude. Like,
well, is there any like good upcoming porn or anything like that?
Oh boy!
How dare you? Janet Jameson's return.
If you watch the right porn, you will
fuck
be up.
Janet Jameson.
That's exactly what they do.
Isn't she like? No, I meant like she's like an alt-right Trump supporter.
Oh yeah, I
know. Isn't she like crazy now and drugged up most of the time or something like that, or alcoholic or something.
Yep.
I've never thought she was especially attractive either. So.
Oh, God, dude. Her back in the day.
She was the big thing back in the day. But
I didn't mind.
I still think Nina Hartley is attractive.
No, I'm not saying I was ever like – I wasn't – I think I'm liked her a bit more than you did in the way it sounds, but I was never like, oh, yeah, like Gina James, whatever her name is. Like, oh, yeah, I got to get with her. No.
Yeah. Oh, God, she's hot, dude. Like, there's no question. Dungeon Buster.
Like, her facially, I've always found her just like something weird. Like, I've never thought she was pretty.
Oh, dude, that's – I've always
preferred, like, real actresses to porn stars.
I don't think she's, like, face pretty per se, but, like, in the context of porn, fucking hot, dude. Dungeon Buster. Said that he's never heard of Shape of Water really before. He's like, he feels like he's the only one. Don't feel that way, Dungeon Buster.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Check this out, Dungeon Buster.
Follow him on Twitter. It's like, maybe I don't catch enough of his tweets.
Hold on. I felt the same way, but the thing about it was is that, like, I went to see a movie, I think it was Dunkirk, and I saw the trailer for that, and holy fuck, am I excited for that movie, man. It looks so good. Mug and I were talking about it. I just couldn't remember the name of it. That's the problem with that movie. Nobody really remembers the name of that movie, even though it's super unique. But, man, it looks so good. I can't wait, dude. I'm excited, man. That's going to be a visual treat for sure. But anything else? Anything else anybody has before we...
The name of that movie kind of reminds me like of... Oh, I have a name like A Fish Story or something or whatever called.
August has some
Big Fish. Yeah, that's what it was called. Big Fish. It's like Shape Water, Big Fish. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking in my head.
Okay.
I was gonna say August has some good Netflix things coming.
Like
they're
what?
Actually out now, like the third season of Voltron.
Oh, there you go.
Which is actually,
and if you're morbidly curious, you can watch the American adaptation of Death Note.
Oh shit! Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm actually curious about that. I think it actually might turn out to be pretty good.
Yeah.
And finally, the big collaboration, The Defenders, is going to be out later this year.
Oh, I can't wait for that too. Yeah. God,
well, apparently, Inhumans is not good.
Which one?
Inhumans.
The previews haven't been interesting.
God,
I'm
still want to see.
I saw the second. I saw the second preview for Inhumans, and I was like, oh, okay, this looks a little better than that initial thing.
That first trailer first sucked, showed. But I want to watch Inhumans because I love the leader of the Inhumans. He looks, man, that character is so cool.
From what I've seen, The Gifted has a good cast, so I kind of want it to be good, but I haven't seen anything from it yet that's like, oh yeah, like that's...
Oh, dude, I want to see it. I
want to
see
it. I want it to be good.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Right,
actually.
We need to wrap this up.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah, we do have to wrap this up. We'll talk more about it later. I'm going to do a GDP right after the show. Give me about 15, 20 minutes after the show. I'll be back. I'll be spinning some tunes. All requests and some of my requests, I guess. So if you have the time, stick around for that. But yes, it's time to go. Mug, plugs, please.
Well, since I deleted my Twitter, I don't really have anything anymore. So.
Oh, damn it. All to hell. Okay.
Why did you delete your Twitter? What happened?
I'm just bored of it.
Yeah. He never checks
it. And it's like... Yeah, it's just the one thing. It's like I check it every once in a while, and it's just like the only notifications that I get are like things that, you know, like from when RP Grinders is about to start up, or every once in a while I'll see something where you know Nightwolf has created a new account to like tweet a bunch of shit at me. I'm just like, you know what? There's no point to me having this anymore.
Yeah. Big
so
time.
I'm just like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it, I don't care. Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Who's Nightwolf? Why are you being tormented? What happened?
Oh, he's the guy I used to do the e-stuff with, and he's the one who's been stalking me for the past 10 years.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. I can't wait till he starts in on this show. I'm sure that's coming, but he has no idea what he's coming in me. But anyways.
I like saying my stuff on Twitter and going back and looking at the comments that I get.
I do have one thing to plug.
Okay.
A friend of mine created an East fan page called Digital MLS. It's EMELAS,
mm-hmm.
And it's really he's a very good web designer, and he put a lot of work into it. I contributed a lot of stuff to it, and it was good enough to where both NIS America and what's his name, Toshihiro Kondo, the president of Falcom, contacted him directly about it.
Wow, that's fantastic! Yeah.
Digital EMES,
EMELAS,
EMELAS.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Right on.
So I missed a couple letters, sorry.
Yeah, Breakman, your plugs, please.
Break underscore man and at RP Grinders.
Yep. I love Twitter, so I'm the exact opposite of Mug. I'm on Twitter at Frank Branches, also, as Break said, at RP Grinders, although Breakman takes care of that account. So if you have any comments, questions, anything at all you want to just say on our Twitter, we'll read it on the air.
If you don't believe us, just listen to some of our previous episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
We've said pretty much anything to Freak Five.
Oh my god, Freak Five has made us say some of the most atrocious things on Twitter, but mm-hmm. and on this show. But
and
okay.
gave us nightmares.
It did.
Yep. I'm sure between all of us, we've seen a lot of horror movies.
Yeah,
but nothing's given me nightmares like Freak
oh
Five.
Oh boy, make Freak Five's cast star in a horror movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It just tortures people with this perversion.
Exactly.
Like you got the Saw movies where they torture you with that. What do they call that? The porn
torture porn.
Torture porn.
Right, with Freak Five cast, it'd be like
porn torture,
the family torture porn, or something like where something you like watch that. Your family be raped or some
oh,
shit.
God.
No, I think what the thing is when we talk about torture porn, the real torture porn is torture by being forced to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Freak would force you to watch what he gets off to and be like, yeah, exactly. Oh, God, no. It's like, have you ever seen the clockwork, like the last bit of A Clockwork Orange?
Oh, God, yeah. That's basically, fucking awful. That's
what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, also, if you want to join the chat live, we're going to be live every Saturday at 3 Eastern time on wickedradionetwork.com. And occasionally I do this thing called Grindr Dance Party, a.k.a. GDP. And tonight's going to be one of those nights. So if you want to do that and join me in requesting songs, then feel free to do so. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time. That being said, stay safe this weekend. We want every one of you to return back next weekend to listen to our stupid nonsense that means nothing. No. I'm just kidding. I was just describing Mug. No, I'm kidding. Mug.
Don't listen to him, people. His stupid nonsense.
Anyway, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, guys.